Mitt Romney wins praise from leftists who bashed him in 2012 for binders full of women comment. By Christina Wong on February 5, 2020. Senator Mitt Romney, RUT, voted to convict President Donald Trump on Wednesday on one article of abuse of power, giving Democrats the ability to tout bipartisan support for impeachment and thrilling leftists who bashed Romney 8 years ago when he was running for president. ABC News's The View host Joy Behar tweeted on Wednesday, "Thank you, Mitt Romney. Now run against the impeachee-in-chief." Yet 8 years ago, Behar went after Romney for his binders full of women comment. During a debate with then-President Barack Obama, Romney tried to defend his record on gender pay equality and his efforts to hire more women when he was governor of Massachusetts. Romney had said during the debate, "We took a concerted effort to go out and find women who had backgrounds that could be qualified to become members of our cabinet. I went to a number of women's groups and said, 'Can you help us find folks?' and they brought us whole binders full of women." He was criticized by the left for that comment, including by Behar. New York Times columnist Charles Blow was another who praised Romney's Wednesday vote, commending him for showing courage and moral clarity. But 8 years ago, Blow criticized Romney for his binders remark. Former Clinton advisor and CNN political commentator Karen Finney also praised Romney on Wednesday, tweeting, "Finally someone in the GOP showing courage." But 8 years ago, she disparaged him. Actor Josh Gad tweeted Wednesday, "Thank you at Senator Romney for your political courage and for honoring your oath to the Constitution. Your colleagues will not be kindly looked upon in the history books of tomorrow." But 8 years ago, he tweeted, "Romney's running out of people to alienate." Mother Jones, the liberal publication, tweeted not once, but 8 times about Romney, on Wednesday after he announced he would vote to convict Trump. Of course, 8 years ago, the publication also bashed Romney for his binders remark. Romney, in a video statement, said he believed that Trump was guilty of a high crime and misdemeanor. Despite the president's counsel refuting that he committed any crime, Romney said that he asked a foreign government to investigate his political rival, withheld vital military funds from that government to press it to do so, delayed funds for an American ally at war with Russian invaders, and that his purpose was personal and political. Accordingly, the president is guilty of an appalling abuse of the public trust, he ended. Romney was the only Republican, in the House or the Senate, to vote for an article of impeachment against Trump. Follow Breitbart News Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.